I taught yoga for a while. I was always interested in it, and I studied it. And when we went to the Texas Pop Festival, there was some famous yogi that everybody followed around and stuff, and I was talking with him, and I told him, you know, that I really wanted to learn more and I wanted to share it with other people. And he said, all you have to do is share what you have. And I had been doing a little bit of that all along. I had studied some of the hatha yoga, some of the breathing techniques and things like that. And so every now and then, whatever we were doing, whether we were high or not, we would do some type of breathing exercise, and people would look at us like we were crazy. And that was, we'd do that standing on Peachtree. We did that at concerts. When I was locked up after I got into the population, I taught yoga. Well, that was about damn near, that was about 150 pounds ago. And actually, I think it really helped me. See, because they had to make this isn't part of 68, but it was just politics. They were trying to make their case with me. They thought I was the biggest thing since, you know, Dillinger or something. Seriously, man, when they finally arrested me up here, the state waived extradition and all that, and they sent two sheriff's deputies up here to get me. And those guys were just as nice as they could be. And they could size me up pretty quick. They knew I didn't have a gun or a knife and I wasn't going to try and kill them. I mean, they followed protocol. They put me in their car with handcuffs and all like that. It wasn't long before they stopped and they said, those handcuffs starting to bother you? And I said, yeah, pretty much. And they said, well, let's get rid of them. And they took the handcuffs off me. They never put handcuffs back on me again. They'd take me into a restaurant and say, now you can go in with us and we'll eat. But you ain't thinking about running, are you? I said, no, I'm not thinking. Where would I go? And they, you know, they bought me food, whatever I wanted. And we get down to the city of Cocoa, Florida, which is the county seat of Brevard County, which is where the warrant came from. And they had to put the handcuffs back on me, take me there, because, you know, we got to follow protocol. Carried me on in, you know, just right up the front steps and went in, said, here's, you know, whatever they called me. And they went and put me in a little holding cell. And, man, about 15 minutes later, guard came and got me. And I said, come on, we got to go do something like that. I said, what are we going to do? He said, you'll see, don't worry about it. He carried me back down through these steps and stairs to the back of the building. They put shackles on me. They put shackles on my legs. And then they brought me out of the back of the building. And then they had about five guards lead me back around to the front of the building where they had news photographers and TV crews.
Putting on a shack.
And there it was in the newspaper and on the TV, and it said, Atlanta Schroeder arrives in jail. And they put me in solitary confinement. I was such a terrible, you know, risk.
Those other prisoners.
Oh, Lord, yes. And they took me out of, you know, just put me right into solitary confinement. And I stayed there for about 3 months. Then that was sort of rough, but the yoga, you know, I wouldn't want to do it again, but I don't think it was near as rough as they thought it was.
Yeah.
I was in a cell where I could lean up against the wall this way, wall here on a cot, stick out my elbow and hit the other wall. That's how wide it was. And my head could hit up here, and my feet went down there, and at the end there was a toilet. It was a little teeny tiny thing. So, and then once a day, if I was lucky, they'd take me out to let me walk for an hour. So I thought everything was wonderful when I got to go to the regular prison population, and that's when I started teaching yoga. And I guess about the third or fourth day I was there, I asked one of the guards, because I'm seen outside. I said, can you just go out there in the grass? He said, sure, as long as you ain't doing nothing. It's illegal, you can go. I said, fine. I said, I practice yoga, I can go out there and do that. He said, sure. And so I went out there and I was sitting there and I was getting relaxed and all this kind of stuff. And he thought it was funny. He just watched me and he'd tell me, look at what this guy's doing. And before long, I drew a crowd. And so I did it the next day. And three or four guards would come and watch, and some of the people in prison would come and watch. And there was this lieutenant. I'll never forget it. His name was Lieutenant Music. And about the fifth day that I'm doing this outside under God's blue sky and on the green grass, man, he came running over me and he popped me upside the head with a billy club. What are you doing? He says, show me what you're doing. Show me the rag. The rag. He said, I know what you're doing. You've got these other people fooled. He said, I saw you put your hand up to your mouth. I said, yeah, that's one of the breathing exercises I do. And he said, you ain't done no breathing. The only breathing exercise you're doing is huffing that cleaning compound. I never, honestly, until he said that, I had to go back and ask somebody what he was talking about. I had never heard of that in my life. I could not imagine that people would breathe dry cleaning compound to get high.
Really?
I said, wouldn't that hurt your brain cells?
Yeah.
And I had to prove to him that I was just doing yoga. I heard later he was killed. Hey.